Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, we are collaborators in crime. In fact, it is a crime what we're doing to this church.
It really
is. But Paul Blair, Dan Fisher, together we lead Liberty Church Edmond and Liberty Church Orlando and are glad to be hosting this next edition of Riding the Storm Out. Dan, like I said last time, we missed you for a couple of weeks. You're traveling down to the great state of Florida, speaking engagements down there.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're back in town and we're trying to solve all the world's problems.
Yeah, and we're getting really close.
I think we are getting close.
By the way, we are in crime because you know everything we say is hate speech.
Of course. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're actually criminals.
Well, that's exactly right.
And here's the deal. If you own what has often been called a short rifle with a brace stock that will collapse or you can add it on, in 120 days, you're going to be a felon. Did you know that?
Well, you know what? Since I'm already a criminal, I need to go out and buy one of those so I can make it a just check.
Exactly. But you're going to lose your 120 days to apply for the permit. And I'm told that to get these permits, it typically takes 8 months to 12 months to get one. And you're going to have 4 months.
Well, fortunately for us, I'm so glad that the Second Amendment said the federal government shall meddle all they want to with our right to keep and bear arms. So fortunately, they have every legitimate reason to do whatever they want to do, apparently.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It wasn't even Congress. It was the ATF.
Wait a second. That's impossible. Are you saying that there's a new law that says that we can't own a short rifle, which is basically having a collapsible stock on what you might consider, you could even have one on a pistol.
On a pistol.
And then you could actually take more steady aim.
To steady aim.
Sure.
Yeah.
But so that's now going to be a criminal offense.
And it's not now going to be. It is.
It is.
Today.
It is already. As
the clock started ticking today. Today was the active date of this new policy.
Why do we not? I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, yeah. Beck has been all over it. So obviously you don't listen to conservative radio. Anyway, no, it's a different subject altogether. No, really. Yeah. The ATF decided. Now, here's the crazy thing, Paul. Here's the nutty thing. The ATF, up until just a few days ago, had said these rifles were legal, as if they had the authority to tell us what is or isn't. But that they had said these short rifles with the collapsible or the attachable stocks to steady them were legal. So 40 million people, generally speaking, own these. Mm-hmm. And just a few days ago, in their brilliance, decided that they're no longer legal. They wrote a policy, and it has now become law by an agency, deep state, anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And you have 120 days to get a permit to own one of these. If you don't have a permit in 120 days, you are a felon. And we're told that typically to get these, because the processing and all this kind of stuff, it takes from 8 to 12 months.
As if that wasn't by design. Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, let me ask you, does this include like even ARs? Because most ARs have an adjustable stock.
I don't think so, because the barrel has to be less than 16 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what defines the short rifle. It's actually the barrel length.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if you had a sawed-off AR, I don't know if there is such a thing, but it's 16 inches.
Okay.
So the little pistols that are kind of like Uzis, of course, the ones that we can own are semi-automatic.
Can't own an automatic weapon anyway. That's
you can have a permit to order, you know, but you got to be real careful. But it kind of looks like an Uzi or whatever, and they've got the foldable. Okay, that's where it falls in. And what's crazy, what really bugs me, well, there's a lot of things that bug me about this. One of them is you just said the Second Amendment shall not be infringed.
Right.
Period.
Pretty clear.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely an infringement.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you have an agency making laws.
Yep.
And somebody says, well, it's not a law, it's a policy. It doesn't matter, you're a felon, that's a law.
That's a law. That's
right. So you're a felon in 120 days. If you don't have the stamp or the permit, then you're going to be a felon. And then the other thing that just really gets to me is they don't have the right to determine with legal people what is and is not permissible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've said before, you could own a bazooka and you're no threat to anybody.
Right.
And if you owned a tank, a Sherman tank, or, you know, whatever the new ones are, the A, whatever they are, your neighborhood might like it.
And we'd be the safest homeowner association in Edmond, I promise you.
Yeah, and you probably wouldn't use it to rob a bank.
Nope.
And you've said something about your firearms. It's kind of interesting. You said that they've never...
It's kind of like my car. I've never caught my car going out drunk driving. And I've I've never caught my firearms going out on a shooting spree. I guess I'm just very lucky.
Well, I think you bought really nice
firearms. Be the brand. That's right.
It must be. And it's like Bob McEwen and others say, if guns commit crimes, how does anybody get out of show alive?
And that's the thing that nobody wants to address.
No, of course.
It's not about the tool. I mean, you can use this cell phone or you can use it for some criminal offense.
No, exactly.
And send some sort of illicit images.
Sure.
But with my cell phone, you've got no risk at that. I'm going to use it properly. The same thing with my car. It's not going to go drunk driving. And my weapons are not going to go out on a shooting spree because it's the individual. It's the individual. We've got to be moral, self-governing people if we're going to be free. Seems like Benjamin Franklin may have said something about
that. Well, now, the first murder... It was committed with a Smith & Wesson, right?
I think it was a rock.
Oh, it was a rock?
Yeah.
So rocks are murder weapons.
Exactly. That's why they outlawed rocks.
Did they really?
It's a good thing
did. Did the ATF do that?
Well, fortunately, David wasn't obeying the law because he picked up one to kill Goliath. And if he'd been obeying that Second
rock
Amendment
law,
rock law,
that
he would have been
toast.
He'd have been hitting Goliath with a little sling and the weather on it.
Maybe he had a permit.
Just made him mad.
Maybe he had a permit.
Probably. A concealed rock permit.
I mean, the point is, it's obviously ludicrous because there are actually more people murdered every year with knives than there are people with guns. And we're talking about homicides.
Well, do you remember the Christmas parade just a year ago where there was that terrorist guy used a car and ran over a bunch of people?
Exactly.
So it's not the tool. This is the weapon. It's the person.
Exactly.
It's the person.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's there. This is so wrong in so many ways. First of all, our founders clearly said in the Second Amendment, the federal government, we're worried about this federal government. We think we need one that's got some great more teeth to it. However, there's a concern that they may become tyrannical. So we're going to make sure before we ratify this new Constitution, we're going to make sure we pass these first 10 amendments. And we know how difficult it is to pass an amendment.
Yes.
But before we ratify the Constitution, we've got to have these 10 amendments reminding everybody what the federal government cannot do. Number two on the list is the federal government has no authority whatsoever to ever regulate our right to keep and bear arms. Didn't say hunting weapons. Didn't say shotguns for home defense.
I thought they were animal lovers.
Yeah.
And they were trying to permit.
They loved a good deer on a spit. That was what was delicious. They loved
it. They really loved that. That's really good. Barbecue rabbit.
Well, here's the thing
really
that's
good.
So funny, Dan. Think about it. You know, because you teach on this all the time, but our founding fathers reserved that right because they had to liberate themselves from their own tyrannical government.
And that's what they meant.
Absolutely. When they went to Lexington and Concord, they weren't just looking for muskets. Lexington and Concord citizens actually had a couple of cannons.
That's exactly right.
That's why we've joked on the podcast before. If I had an F-15 and knew how to fly it, nobody would be at any danger because I'm not going to abuse anyone else's rights. Yeah. I'm not going to commit murder because I'm not a murderer.
Right.
I could have a tank in my driveway, and as we joked about a while ago, it was the safest neighborhood in Edmonton because I'm not going to commit murder or steal from someone else.
Right.
Because the individual, I know that there's a God, and I'm going to give an account to him, and there's right and wrong, and I'm going to try to do right with the decisions I do. We have taken God out of our society.
We are
no longer moral. We are no longer educated.
Yeah.
So we act like a bunch of wild animals.
That's exactly. Well, we've taught young people they are animals.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they're just a higher level of animal through survival of the fittest and, natural selection, Darwinism.
Right.
So really, we shouldn't be surprised that we've had enough generations taught that nonsense until we actually act like the animals that we've been taught that we are.
Absolutely.
So we don't have souls and spirits. There are no moral absolutes. Everything is fluid, And
it's sad because at one time we knew better. So if the government came out and did something.
But why did we know better?
Well, we were taught better. We were taught it at home, one thing.
But from?
We were taught to fear God from our mom and dad.
And from?
The church pastor.
Yeah. And
the Word of God.
Bible.
That's
God's
exactly
Word.
Right.
That's exactly. That was the standard.
Next time, do the syllables and sounds like. And
well, I'm sorry.
I know
I'm
you're efficient in that. I got there eventually.
Trying,
no, it's okay.
Come on.
Come on, dummy. Come on. The Bible, that's it.
Well, when you're getting there.
That's right. And see, that's the thing. You know, we talk all the time about what biblical worldview is and the proper realm of government. And first of all, it starts with the individual has the ability to know right from wrong and choose to do right. Where does that come from? From having a strong mom and dad that fear God and raise their children to fear God.
In the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
I know when I was a kid growing up, there was a rule at my house. If I got licks at school, which very rarely happened because I feared mom and dad, they told me I was going to get them again when I get home.
That's my dad said the same thing.
We have all these broken homes now. We've taken the Bible and thrown it out. We've told people to follow their heart, where Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked.
Who can
trust
it?
Exactly. Yeah. And there we are in the chaotic society.
Yeah. So it shouldn't surprise us. But so we're made fun of sometimes, right, Paul, because we'll make the statement, well, then baseball bats should be limited and restricted because you could kill someone using a club, a baseball bat, or a rock, or whatever. So then, to me, there's a whole other problem here that's beyond the moral, constitutional. Well, it's still constitutional. Who is it that's supposed to make laws? The Supreme Court?
Only Congress can make laws. Not the Supreme. By the way, people say, oh, we got three co-equal branches of government. No. I really don't think we do.
No, we don't.
I think the first article defines the most important branch of government, which was Congress. The Senate represented the states.
Exactly right.
The House of Representatives represented the people. They together could only make laws, and then they had few and defined areas where they had the authority to make laws.
That's right. Well, and even guys that I don't like as much, like Hamilton among the framers, even he said about the court system that, number one, they would be trumped by the legislative, because the legislative has more power, because they're directly accountable to the people, whereas judges are appointed, which was probably a mistake, but that's a different discussion. But then he also said that the courts will have no military or police to enforce whatever decisions they make, whereas the Congress does. So in our form of government, the legislative branch is who makes laws, not the executive with executive orders.
And that's what the Constitution says, just the legislature.
Yeah. So when the ATF, and by the way, I would argue, Paul, that most of the agencies, maybe all of the agencies that exist, are not constitutional.
Nope.
They're doing the job of the Congress is what they're doing, because Congress is lazy. They can't even pass a budget. But they've created over the years, over the decades, all of these agencies. And this is what is really the deep state.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, we have the same thing in Oklahoma.
Bureaucracy.
When I was serving in the legislature, you have the same coordinating agencies at a state level. And I was on one of the committees that monitored the agencies, because every year these agencies want to issue new regulations and new fees. Mm-hmm. Well, a fee is a tax.
Yeah.
Because it's the government forcing you to do this. So if they put a fee on a Mercedes, then that's a tax for you,
right?
Okay. So I was on the committee, the Government Oversight Committee, and we had to approve or disapprove of their fee hikes, because we didn't see them as fees. We saw them as taxes. The problem is, though, with all of these agencies, is they're doing things without the legislative authority to do it. So here's the ATF that in their wisdom up until a few weeks ago had said openly that these shorter than 16-inch barrels or firearms with the collapsible or the additional stock to steady it were legal. So like 40 million people own these things. Mm-hmm. Then a few weeks ago, they decided they're illegal. They just wrote it in a restriction, a policy, but it's now law.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just thankful that as of today, that today is February the 1st as we're recording this podcast.
Second, isn't it? Today the 2nd? Is today the 1st?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 2nd.
Well, okay. Now, stand corrected. I can't believe that you were right.
Over and over again.
Well, maybe it's Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray. Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. But see, I don't even know what I was getting ready to say then.
Yeah, boy, I screwed you up on that deal, didn't I? Well, you come back to it.
But see, that's one of the things. Quite frankly, government that's closest to us should have more of an impact on our lives.
And that's the way the framers saw it.
Absolutely. The federal government had very few things they're supposed to be involved in.
That's why.
Mostly negotiating trade deals.
Federalist 45.
Right. And then our common defense, our general welfare and our common defense.
It's basically foreign stuff.
They have been able to dodge the Constitution by creating this bureaucratic nightmare of a state. Everything inside the Beltway. And Congress funds them all, and then they go out and write, like what ATF has done, they write different guidelines or whatever.
Policies or restrictions.
And they wind up having the same effect and the enforcement of law, and they're able to tiptoe around the Constitution. I was so thankful. Here's where I was going. Is I guess two-thirds or almost two-thirds of the counties in the United States, sheriffs have come out and at least made a statement that they will not
go pound sand.
Go pound sand.
Yeah.
And that's what sheriffs need to do.
That's exactly right. They interpose between the people. And they're the highest ranking law official
Absolutely.
In the county because they're elected by the people.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that, sadly, we should have all 77 counties already there in the state of Oklahoma. But 31 of our 77, as of today, have said they will not enforce this unconstitutional action. They are right.
Yeah.
It's not legal, and you should ignore illegitimate laws.
Yeah. Well, based upon their decisions in the past, and I'm talking about ATF, and then on this deal, tomorrow they could say that your Glock is illegal. Of course, it wouldn't be constitutional.
Right.
So what happens is, yesterday a lawsuit was filed, of course, saying this is unconstitutional. I would imagine some court somewhere will put an injunction, so they'll stop it.
Yep.
So the 120-day clock will stop. And I think it will be proven to be unconstitutional.
Sure, will be. Yeah.
But notice what the left is always doing. They do things that are unconstitutional to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember a few weeks ago, they went out and arrested 25 pro-life protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the guys, they broke into his home with like 20 or so armed agents from the, I don't know if it was FBI or CIA, whichever one it was. They broke into his home. He had little children. They're screaming, you know, like nuts. He goes with them because he's trying to protect his family. Now, he just won in court yesterday,
Good.
I believe.
Praise the Lord.
And he was not guilty of anything. Because he didn't block the entrance. Number one, the FACE Act says you can't block the entrance to an abortion clinic. And then even, well, it's not a clinic, it's a mortuary, but or a murder site. But but not only that, but the guy that he got into the altercation with, which the case was about, even the government admitted this guy had repeat offenses, and obviously the guy was wrong. So the pro-lifer gets off because it was not constitutional.
Right.
They knew that when they went and arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the raid on Mar-a-Lago over these documents. They knew they didn't have to do that.
They want to make people's lives a living hell and teach them
a lesson. That's exactly right.
So they won't cross the line.
The brown shirt effect.
Absolutely.
We want to make the people fearful of the government. And remember, when people fear government, you have tyranny.
Yep.
And when the government fears the people, you have
liberty.
That's exactly right. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
I think the ATF knows this will fail in court. They know this.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have to come down the course.
That's
I'm glad we've got some good people in court. Now we're actually getting some proper judgments.
Yeah,
however, it shouldn't come to that. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
But our governors should step up first and foremost and say appreciate your opinion. You don't have the authority.
Yeah.
Get
out of here.
Yeah, go pound sand.
Yeah, don't come after an Oklahoma citizen because we're going to run you out of the state and we'll arrest you for being unconstitutional.
And if there's something that I hope is good out of all of this insanity that's going on, more and more governors are starting to at least learn to think that
way. They're hopefully
we're still a long
up.
Way away from finding their backbones. But DeSantis, Abbott, now out of necessity, I don't think Abbott's a great...
I don't think he is either. But he's having to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His state's being invaded. Exactly right.
Yeah, and the Texas citizens are putting a lot of pressure on him to do something. No, you're right. Here's a concern that I have, Paul, and I think it's something that pastors ought to preach about. And I think there's a spiritual dimension to this. I think the left is trying to wear us down.
Sure.
It's just that whole awe and what is it called?
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what they're trying to do is to just make us so weary,
just
we get
up.
So tired that we just say, you know, rain on it. Man, I'll go get my permit. And if I don't get my permit, oh, by the way, they said you could turn in your gun if you want to.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Isn't it really nice?
Sure is,
man. Yeah, yeah. So they're really accommodating. But I think what they're hoping is that the American people will learn a couple of things by just nature. One, to fear them because they can take away this if you don't toe the mark.
Right.
And then number two, they're just trying to wear us down. They're just trying to wear us down to the point we say, you know what, I'm sick of this.
And that's one of the reasons why you need to be in a good church.
That's exactly right.
Pastors need to be addressing all these issues from a biblical perspective. Yep. By the way, on our website, we've got messages
good.
On the right to keep
that.
And wear, bear arms, and there's all sorts of resources available to you that's already out there that we've already touched on.
Yeah.
And then we better gather together, as it says in Hebrews, so we can encourage one another
provoke
and love into good works.
Yeah, and of course, you know, here's the thing, Paul. I know you know this, and you teach it all the time. This is the camel's nose into the door of the tent.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, what they're after is just liberty in general.
Yep.
And I think the one liberty that they're after is freedom of religious thought and speech. That's
absolutely.
What they're really after.
Yep, absolutely. And the thing about it is the Second Amendment are what ensures our First Amendment.
It helps us to protect the First Amendment.
So if they will wear us down, if they can get us down to a revolver rather than semi-automatic,
if
they can get us down to a single shot shotgun, next thing you know, they'll get us back to sticks and rocks, and they'll outlaw all those again, and we'll be tired.
No, it's exactly right. And remember that we don't have those rights because they're enumerated in the Constitution.
Yep.
The Constitution just simply enumerates some of the rights that we receive from...
natural law, from God.
God.
Yeah,
exactly
God
right.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So don't say, oh, this is my constitutional right. No, this is your
unalienable
right from
exactly
God.
Right. That's the Constitution ensures that the federal government will not step on any of those
rights. Exactly. And we really have more rights than are enumerated in that Bill of Rights, but certainly those are protected, but they come from God, not that doggone government.
Absolutely.
So they don't have the right to take it away because they didn't give it.
And don't ever fall for this nonsense. It's all about individual self-government. It's all about morality. You know, as we joke about, and we've done it in this broadcast, in the last one, I've owned guns for most of my life.
Yeah.
I have never shot anyone. God willing, I never will.
Maybe in self-defense.
Yeah, but I hope it never happens.
No, of course
not. But if somebody breaks into my house, they're going to face me with a mini loaded firearm.
Exactly right.
If you catch me on the street, threaten my wife, family, you're going to face the same.
Yeah, you're going to have some trouble.
So it's not the gun that's the problem.
Oh, no.
It's these godless individuals in our society.
That's exactly right.
And that's where we preachers need to come in and, see a revival.
And so we have to talk about this. This really is spiritual.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, hooray for the one who's launched the lawsuit, because they're doing it for all of us.
Yep.
This will be proven unconstitutional. I'm pretty confident of that. But like you said, it shouldn't come to that. And I think citizens are just going to have to get to the place where we say, you know, look, we've had enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop this stuff. And, you know, I'm one who believes that the only way to do that is to break away from this tyranny. This federal government is out of control, and I don't think it can be reined in.
I agree.
I think Donald Trump was a perfect example of that. It's just too big. We need to form a new government that takes care of our needs, as the Declaration of Independence says that we should.
Inside the Beltway, inside the Beltway is lost.
Oh, it's gone.
I don't think, the only thing that could bring it under control is the states, if they would do it, but I think, I'm with you. I think we just need a sinkhole just to suck in everything inside the Beltway.
Well, unfortunately, half the country, Paul, wants this.
Yep.
And they're in the big cities.
You've preached about this before. Maybe it's time for a political divorce.
I think it is. I think it's the only, short of some great awakening or something like that. If we don't break away, they will eventually chisel us down, or we'll either fight or something. I mean, and nobody's, you know, a proponent of that.
Nope.
But man, I tell you what, liberty must be defended. And if it's not defended, it will be taken.
And
it's just the way it is.
And we're out of time.
Yeah.
You know, we saw what tyranny looked like in even a country like Australia during the COVID.
Oh, gosh.
Because they don't have they turned in their guns decades ago.
Yeah, they can't stand
so
up.
So now the police can literally, I mean, think of what the Brown Church were. They basically were the police state of Germany.
Exactly right. Nazis.
So what we saw in Australia was a police state infringing on the rights of the citizens.
They were chasing people down, tackling them
in
public.
On the beach. I mean, they were trying to chase people.
Giving them a shot. In communist China, they were welding people inside their homes where they couldn't get out.
And the only reason they can't do that in America is because of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and I really think the reason we have that is because of the church and its influence in the 18th century.
Amen.
Well, Paul, it's been good as always, man.
As always, buddy. Hey, thank you for joining us for another edition of Riding the Storm Out. And until next time,
God bless you and God prosper the cause.
Amen.